This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Two prominent former generals have added their names to those calling for the Biden administration to stop the relocation of U.S. Space Command away from Colorado. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
The former Air Force and Army generals say rebuilding infrastructure that already exists in Colorado Springs and moving the mission to Huntsville, Alabama, would cost more than $1 billion. Donald Trump announced the move in the final days of his presidency. Colorado's congressional delegation has attacked the move as politically motivated, and there are investigations underway looking into the decision. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Health officials say at least 19 coronavirus cases are linked to last month's Country Jam Music Festival in western Colorado. And Jeff Coor, head of Mesa County Public Health, says that number likely does not include out-of-state attendees. But since the festival was 2 weeks ago, he's optimistic the case count won't grow much more.
Anyone that really got sick, it was most likely to happen 5 days after they were exposed. So I don't anticipate seeing a whole lot more cases. But yeah, we'll continue to investigate those that we know about.
A state mobile vaccination bus came to Country Jam. Over 3 days, it vaccinated 6 people out of tens of thousands of attendees. In Denver, it's 97 degrees. And this afternoon, Grand Junction has tied its all-time record high of 106. This is CPR News at 4:06.